coming up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
When he says he sent his word and healed us, that's what he's talking about. Heal you of anything. If you're missing a kidney, I'll give you one. If you're missing some, had a mastectomy, I'll give you more breasts. If you're missing an eye, I'll put it back. If you're missing teeth, I'll make it come in. If you're missing, come on now. Jesus makes us whole.
Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Faith is what you need to access the eternal realm of God. Grab hold to what you need and pull it back down into your life. Debt free. No charge. Isn't this good? That's where we are, saints. That's what God wants. He wants you well. He wants you healed. Now, I know you messed up, but he knows that too. So that's why he made scriptures like this. Is any among you sick? Is any sick among you? Well, let them call for the elders of the church and let them anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith is going to save the sick. Now, the word save means heal. And the Lord will raise them up. And if it been any sins, I'm going to forgive it. Any, come on now, come on, any. It's already there, saints. Whatever God's going to do for you, it's already done. It's already done. So, come on, it's already done. What does Revelation do? Why does the devil fight Revelation? Because Revelation lets you see what's already done. And when you see what's already done, you can hang in there. You can hang in there, boy. When you see you're going to win, you say, boy, if I can just hang in here another day. Boy, if I can just be cool another day. My money coming. I see that money. Is this making sense to you? Now, the obstacle is no revelation. That's the problem. Church can't see nothing. And you're supposed to see. I'm talking about not with these natural eyes, but your spiritual eyesight. God is not holding anything from you. He said he laid up wisdom for the righteous. Not from the righteous, for the righteous. You got to meditate that word. You start meditating, all of a sudden you see that healing. All of a sudden you see it. Whoa, 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 now. Hey, and then now you start acting funny and talking crazy. Say, hey. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, when I say crazy, I mean talk indifferent from the world. All right, let's see where we go from here. Now, let's look at this. John chapter 5, verse 1. And there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda. Now, Bethesda means house of grace or house of mercy, okay? It's a place of grace or mercy. Having five porches, in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, that's sick folk, a blind, halt, withered, meaning shriveled up, waiting for the moving of the water. All right? Now, But I'm going to read the next verse. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, and whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Didn't make any difference what he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity, a deep-seated disorder, 38 years. And Jesus saw him and lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. And he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." Now let's just stop right there. Now, first thing, that we are in an environment where the curses are already there. I want you to see this now. We're in an environment where the curses are already there. And you have to be especially aware that the Bible says that Satan, he roams around as a lion, seeking whom he may devour. And it says, be vigilant. Can I show you this? Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, please. And look at verse 6. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Now, God is the one that's going to exalt you. "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." Who's going to care for you? God is. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary," and yours now, "the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may," what? "Devour." So he's running around right now. He's looking for somebody that don't have command of the word, somebody that's outside the covenant, somebody that's not doing so forth. Look at verse 9. "Whom resist steadfast," how? "In the faith." Now, how does faith come? By hearing, and hearing how? By the word of God. So it tells me, for you to resist Satan, you're going to have some faith. You're going to have to know something about this word. And that's why I'm teaching you this, and I'm trying to get all that unbelief out of you, see, because somebody said, "Well, the Lord is chastening me, honey, chastening me." Well, chasten, the Bible says, "Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth." That's in Hebrews chapter 12. Chasteneth means to educate. Say amen to that. Amen. The enemy wants to get us under condemnation so that our faith won't work to resist the things that he's trying to put on us. Now, he'll try to put it on you whether you're right or wrong. It doesn't make any difference. He'll try to put it on you anytime. Sometimes he'll just suggest something to you. "Well, you know," and I told you, you got that flip chart, that every time he'll show you something and he'll flash it in your mind. It's kind of like a sales presentation that I used to make at the company I used to work for. We cover one chart and we turn to another. Well, he'll show you one disease. And you say, "No, I ain't got that. I know I don't have that." He said, "Oh, okay." Flip the chart. He'll show you another one. "No, I know I don't have that." Flip another one. And then he'll suggest to you, "Your Aunt Mary had that. Your Aunt Mary had that." You say, "Oh, maybe that is what I got." You know, you start considering something. So he doesn't give up. He presses in, see. Now, my point is you got to go to the Word of God and let the Word of God be your source. And let the Word of God be your final authority. Say final authority, somebody. So now the enemy will try to come and put it on anybody, whether or not you've been right or wrong, or makes no difference. Now let's just look at that. Let's go to John chapter 9, please. John chapter 9. John chapter 9, look at verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which is blind from his birth. Now get that. Blind from where? Birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Now notice what they're trying to do. They're trying to find out something about somebody's life in terms of sin. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying that's not what we're after. We came here to get people made whole. Say amen to this now. But I want you to see the man was blind from birth. Now, somebody thinks that, well, maybe I did something to God, and maybe I got on the wrong side of God, and God is cursing me. Well, where did this baby get on the wrong side of God? In the womb? I mean, he's blind from his birth. He was born blind. Where did he hurt God at? Where did he do something against God? I'm saying the curse is in the earth, folks. It's in the earth. Diseases are in the air. They float. Some are airborne. You. The husband can be sick. The wife can be sick. The kids. The dog. You seen dogs that catch a disease, or some dogs catch a cold? Now, what did the dog do to God? Come on, now you know what I'm talking about. The goldfish. You come and look and the goldfish dead. My point is, it's disease everywhere. It gets on trees. It gets on soil. Disease. You're in a diseased world. It's diseases in this thing. Now, I'm going to teach you how to get yourself so fortified that every virus, disease, and germ that touches your body dies. Who did sin, this man or his parents, that this baby was born like this? Jesus said, neither. Did this man sin nor his parents, but that the works of God are going to be manifested in him. In other words, that's not the work of God. The work of God is to make this man whole. The work of God is to heal your children. Very important. The powerful scripture right here. But then he said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Then he goes on down and then spits on the ground. Made clay out of the spit. Now that's when some of y'all would have backed off right there. And then he rubbed it on the man's eyes. Now I meditated this verse. Now, I have a sense that something was missing. That when he did that, he was going all the way back to Genesis chapter 2, where God formed man of the dust of the ground. See, he said, I am. I'm the Alpha, the Omega. I was at the beginning, and I'll be at the end. When he says he sent his word and healed us, that's what he's talking about. Heal you of anything. If you're missing a kidney, I'll give you one. If you're missing some, had a mastectomy, I'll give you more breast. If you're missing an eye, I'll put it back. If you're missing teeth, I'll make it come in. If you're missing, come on now. Jesus makes us whole. But do you believe? Because the Bible says he went on to his own country and tried to get some good healings going there. Couldn't heal nothing but a headache. Why? Because of their unbelief. They didn't believe. So it tells me if you believe, he can put new parts in.
Yes. Amen. Come on now. I know you are.
Let me read something for you. Now, this was sent in to me by a member, and it was sent. I didn't tell him I was going to read it, but I ain't telling you who it is, so it don't make a difference. I think it's all right to give testimony. I'm just going to read it. I've been a sheep under your stewardship for a little over a year now. And I come from a little small church that preached some of the things that you preach. However, I've never received the revelation and manifestation that I'm receiving now. I have fought with sickness in my family for a long time. I've lost my mother and grandmother to cancer. And if I had known what I know now, they both would be still with me. The testimony I would like to share is that since you've been teaching on the power of healing, I've been standing on the power that God has given me through His Son, Jesus Christ, and releasing it in other people's lives. A friend of mine was pregnant, and she was told that her unborn child would be born with a heart defect. And they asked that I pray. Well, in the beginning, I went through my book of prayers and found a prayer for the unborn child and was going to send it to her. However, before I received the prayer, she delivered the child. And by this time, your teaching was in my spirit, and I knew that what Jesus had done, I could do it too. So I went to the Royal Christian Bookstore. Now, that's our bookstore, and that's a plug. And brought a healing CD to play in the baby's hospital room and a small book on healing for the mother to read. You see, from your teachings, I know that I had to have everyone on one accord and standing in faith. Pastor, I went to the hospital and laid my hands on her, and I felt the manifestation of healing take place. I prayed for her, and from that moment on, the Holy Spirit worked through me. He told me to pray all the way through and put dates on her healing and manifestation of it. I started claiming dates. I would tell her mother things like, on Friday, they are going to remove her breathing tube. On Monday, she's going to be alert just as the word says, and it will not return void. I told her mother that on Christmas, for a Christmas gift, it would be for her daughter to be home and performing at normal growth rate. And Pastor, it was so. And I thank and praise God for you and the uncut truth of God's word that you teach. Pastor, keep on teaching the uncut truth of God, and thank you for all that you do as you let the Holy Spirit guide you. P.S. Before it was all over, people all over the ward in the hospital were joining in as we prayed collectively for all the sick children, even people of different languages. Glory to God. Hey! John chapter 5. Waiting for the moving of the water. Why? We have been conditioned to wait. Why? Because we had no dominion over time. But now things are different. That time is under us, not us under time. Time for healing, spoken by some physicians, they're giving you the best thing they know how to do. But when they tell you 10 months, you tell them, I understand, Doc, but I serve a God that time does not dictate to me. I dictate to time. So I'm saying this, that now God is bringing us into a place where, one, there is no condemnation. That the chastening of the Lord doesn't mean that God's putting sickness on you. And that when we're dealing with sickness and disease, realize that we can deal with it from the root. And what I'm talking about there is Matthew chapter 8. Turn there with me, please. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 5, when Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, thy servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said to him, I'll come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. But if you just speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to one, go, and he goes, to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not among church folk. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and from the west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, what? Go thy way. As thou hast what? Believe. So be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed when now? In the self same hour. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying one of the things that we've been trained to do is to wait. Wait on everything. Payday, retirement, to get healed, so forth. And God has placed us in another place now that we can overcome the limits of time, that we don't have to wait any longer, that we can speak things and God will make them come to pass when? Now.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, this is offering day, and this is a time that now the word has been sown to you, and now you have an opportunity to respond. And what we call it is a time of giving. Now, through that giving and financial support, we take it and actually keep this ministry on the air in your location. And also, we take the gospel to the nations of the earth. Part of our mandate as the church is to take the gospel into all the world. Now, Jesus said something. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, the acceptable year of the Lord is the year of Jubilee. It's a time that people of God would be set free materially, financially. In other words, if there are any debts, they'd be canceled. If there's anything owed anybody, it'd be written off. Now, I believe that time of Jubilee is in your life right now. And as you sow your seed this week, I want you to sow that seed for Jubilee in your life. In other words, sow it for debt cancellation. You can actually take your seed and name your seed. So you can name it debt cancellation of specific debt. If you have it and you are ready for that debt to be paid off. Now you say, well, Pastor, that sounds a little extreme. The gospel is extreme. Praise God. I mean, the gospel that he preached to Abraham said that you're going to have a child and you're beyond the age of childbearing and your wife never had children. That was the gospel. The gospel to Moses was stick out his staff over Red Sea and watch it split. I'm saying these are the gospels. So I'm saying that the gospel is that way. But if you believe it, it'll work for you. He said, if thou can believe, all things are possible. That means it's possible for you to have your debts canceled in 7 days. That's possible. But what you have to do is you have to act on the word of God. Now, what God is telling you to sow, I don't know. But I tell you, the way I got out of debt is I sowed my way out. I sure did. The way we got this facility, the shopping mall and so forth, was with a seed. Same thing can happen in your life. So this is an opportunity for you. And as you look at it, don't look at it as something going away, but something coming back to you. You see, God is not going to do anything for you that he's not already done. He's already laid up treasures in heaven. So now you're sowing for a release. So it's your time. It's your time to be blessed. So I'm asking you, if you're watching this broadcast and it's been a blessing to you, to share seed, to sow a seed into this ministry. And as you do, he said, it'll be given back to you, multiplied. Well, I want to pray over that right now. If you just have in mind or write on the piece of paper or write out your check or get something, seed that you're going to sow, I want to pray for you right now that that'll come back to you multiplied. Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus, and I pray that you look on those who are giving into this ministry now, and I pray for a prophet's reward to come on them, that whatever that need is, whatever the debt is to be canceled, whatever that miracle is that they need in their lives, as they sow this seed, that miracle will manifest. Father, I thank you for it. Call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Oh, yeah. Now, remember what he said. With God, how many things? All things are possible. That's the thing that's also including what you've just done. This is your time. This is your jubilee. It's time for financial freedom in your life, and Jesus will set you free. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston. Address and phone number on your screen. You can order our products, or also, if you want to sow seed, the address and phone number on your screen of where you can sow, or you can go to our website. But we have facilities for you. And if you're ordering products, we'll turn it right back around and send it right out to you. Why? Because we're concerned about you being blessed. Well, this is Bill Winston saying we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Did you have a dream and have given up on it? Attend the Joseph Business School and let us help you resurrect that dream.
I come from a background of having had a business over 20 years ago. The business did not succeed, I think primarily because I had left God out of the mix. Dashed all my hopes and dreams. I was financially bankrupt. And as a result, I decided, okay, I'm not going to do business anymore. I'm going to go work for other people. Joseph Business School teaches you how to do business God's way.
Visit our website or call 1-866-791-4JBS.
And this time, my business will be done God's way.
There's coming a power where legs are going to start growing out.
The only thing that can stop your faith is you.
I'm ready to do what I couldn't do yesterday because all the doors are opening. I can feel it. I can smell it. I can taste it. I'm walking in it.
When you've done all that you can do, stand.
The kingdom of God's not a democracy, it's a kingdom.
My God shall supply your need.
Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.